with violating the 1986 Public Order Act, the 42-year-old British preacher's crime? He said homosexuality is wrong. Liberty Council cultural affairs analyst Matt Barber says Americans can't be too cozy. If it happened there, the gay rights lobby in this country will see to it that it happens here.
We know that Europe, what is happening in Europe, what is happening in Canada and elsewhere, offers us a window into the future of what we can expect here in the United States. Hate crimes laws and employment sexual orientation laws, such as INDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act here in the United States, have been the precursor to more oppressive hate speech laws and laws against the so-called crime of homophobia, as we see in this particular instance with Mr. McAlpine. Make no mistake, those laws that we have on the books now, for instance, the hate crimes law here in the United States, and more of a clear and present danger, INDA, these laws are the precursor here in the U.S. for the same kind of criminalization of Christianity. And make no mistake, that is the goal of the hard left, of the radical homosexual activist lobby, to silence any dissent and to silence under penalty of law biblical recognition and expression of a traditional Judeo-Christian worldview relative to sexual behavior and sexual morality.
The Christian Institute is taking care of Mr. McAlpine, and they seem to say that British law actually permits free speech, religious speech. It was a technicality that they used to arrest Mr. McAlpine. How good is the homosexual lobby in the U.S. at using nuances in any of these laws to prosecute Christian people?
We have seen the same kind of vague language and loopholes that are being used to prosecute Mr. McAlpine in Great Britain. We have already seen those same types of loopholes employed here in the United States to prosecute individuals for nonviolent speech, for simply sharing a biblical worldview relative to sexual morality. For instance, we know the Philadelphia 11 in Philadelphia, where 11 individuals were charged with Pennsylvania's hate crimes law, could have served up to 47 years in prison, not for any kind of violent act, merely for speech. And that's what we expect to see more and more, the hate crimes law here in the United States, INDA, anything that can kind of ambiguously be interpreted as discrimination, and that is, you know, not even clearly defined, essentially any recognition or expression of biblical sexual morality suddenly becomes discrimination, and whoever is engaged in that speech becomes in violation of law. It's happening in droves in Great Britain, in Canada, and elsewhere, and we expect it fully to begin happening here unless people push back against the radical homosexual activist lobby and people like Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid, who have signed off wholesale on each of the homosexual lobby's demands.
If word of Mr. McAlpine's case makes it to the United States, which no doubt it will because of the Internet, do you suppose that this will embolden further the homosexual lobby?
Having found out about this case a few days ago, I was curious. I started perusing a number of homosexual news sites and homosexual blogs, and you would be shocked at the comments. Many of them, the majority of homosexuals and homosexual activists are calling for this same kind of homophobia, hate speech persecution here in the United States, for the same kind of legal steps to be taken against Christians and people with traditional values here in the U.S. And everybody looking at this case in Great Britain, they need to understand we are on the precipice. That is just around the corner here in the U.S. This case in Great Britain should send a chill down every freedom-loving American's spine, and again, make no mistake, this is exactly what groups like the Human Rights Campaign, the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, people like Kevin Jennings, who is President Obama's safe school czar, and certainly people like Heifeldblum, who is has been appointed as commissioner to the EEOC. This is exactly what she has in mind. And as she has said over and again, when it comes to religious liberties, gays win, Christians lose.
Barber warns that several Obama appointees to federal equal opportunity offices are trying to recreate the British moral climate in the United States. McAlpine is free on bail and awaiting a trial date.